Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we will be celebrating our one-year anniversary next week on Wednesday, May 23rd. And we're proud to announce that as of today, we've logged over 132,000 rides. Just to give you some perspective, we had projected about 100,000 rides in our first full year. So we've been really pleased with the response thus far.
Tell us how this works.
Yeah, so typically, with our standard system, we've got 43 stations, 430 bikes at those stations located in 10 different Detroit neighborhoods. And someone will walk up. They can either purchase a pass right at the station and grab a bike and go, or if you've purchased a pass before, if you're one of our monthly or annual or access pass holders, you can just walk right up to the station, swipe your card, and take a bike out and ride the bike. And it's really meant to go from point A to point B, and so bike share is less of a recreational type of thing and more of a getting from place to place. So, you know, think about checking out a station, in Porktown and then riding it into Eastern Market, parking a bike at that station, shopping the market, maybe checking another bike back out, riding over to Southwest Detroit. So it's really meant to get people from place to place.
And I know we're rehashing a lot of stuff here, but it's kind of cool because someone who does want to check out downtown Detroit, some of the big locations and different activities there, you don't have to haul your bike downtown.
Exactly. Yeah. You are just responsible for the bike while you have it checked out, and then you check it back in, and then we maintain them and make sure that they're in good working order, that there are enough available bikes and available parking spots. So, so it's really nice. You only have to worry about it while you're riding it.
MoGo is expanding to celebrate its anniversary with an adaptive bike share pilot program, and this is for people of all abilities.
That's right. Yeah, so that was the other thing that we're celebrating today. So we've just added 13 adaptive cycles to our fleet. And so that's everything from hand cycles, recumbent bikes, tricycles, tandem bikes. We even have a cargo bike as well. And that's really to serve people of a wide range of abilities and needs. And so if you're not able to just necessarily ride on a standard two-wheel step-through frame, we've now got some other options for you as well. And that's made possible through a partnership with Wheelhouse Detroit. So people can go online, reserve one of these adaptive cycles, and then come down to Wheelhouse Detroit's riverfront location, check the bike out from here, and then be able to ride that along the Riverwalk, the Quintricott, or wherever they would like to ride it.
Lisa, let's look at a couple of these adaptive bikes. A hand tricycle, a two-hand tricycle. What's that about?
Yeah, so that's for someone who may not necessarily have as much use of their legs, but have upper body strength, and so they're able to essentially pedal the bicycle with their hands. So those pedals are, upright, sort of at chest level, and that's what you use to pedal the bike. If you've ever seen marathons, et cetera, they often have a hand cycle component where people will, ride the bikes to sort of kick off the race. So we have bikes that are similar to that as an addition to our fleet right now.
Now, what might be good for someone like me who hasn't been on a bike for a long time? Maybe I get a little nervous, being on those two wheels. Would maybe one of the recumbent bikes or something like that be good for someone who's just getting back into this?
Yeah, absolutely. A recumbent bike could be a good option. We've also got a couple of trikes as well. So that's, wheel on the front, two wheels on the back. So that offers additional stability and support. And then we've got some tandem bikes too. So if you come with a friend or a partner, you've got two of you on the bike, so it's not just you having to, maintain balance on the bike. So there's, I think, a variety of options, and the staff here at Wheelhouse Detroit can help figure out, the best bike to fit your need, help make sure that you're fitted on there properly, and get you set up to go.
It's kind of cool to see in downtown Detroit because you go to other cities and you see programs just like this. People can rent bicycles downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. So while there are many cities across the U.S. that offer the standard bike share program, we're one of only two large U.S. cities, so Portland being the other city, to offer an adaptive program. So we're really proud to continue to make our service equitable, accessible, and affordable for everybody.
I was going to say affordable if you didn't say that.
Yes.
Excellent. And this all gets started next week with the adaptive program?
Yep. So we actually just, we launched it today.
Okay.
So the service is now available for people to use, so they can go on to mogodetroit.org to learn more about the program and to reserve one of the cycles. And again, they'll come down to Wheelhouse Detroit to check that cycle out.
Lisa, do you recommend making reservations, or, I mean, yeah, what kind of luck am I going to have if I just come on down to one of the stations?
Yeah, we strongly recommend making a reservation, because that allows the staff here to be able to get the bike out and prepared for you. And, you know, oftentimes if it's, you know, a beautiful day or a beautiful weekend, you know, the demand for those cycles would be higher. And so we want to make sure that they're available for whatever you need. So we strongly encourage people to reserve the bike online and then come down and can get fitted by staff here.
That's great. Anything we need to add?
No, I think we've covered it. Maybe with the exception of, you know, we're also doing this in partnership with a nonprofit organization called Programs to Educate All Cyclists, or PEAK, and they work with people with disabilities and do a lot of education and advocacy, particularly around around bicycles with that population. So they've been incredible partners and really helping us better understand the needs of that community and making sure that we're designing a program that can serve those needs.
I would imagine it's kind of cool to be offering this service to people who maybe feel shut out.
Yeah, exactly. So we want, when people see MOGO, to see something in it for themselves, regardless of your ability, regardless of how much money you have, regardless of where you're from. So we're really proud to be adding this element to our service, because, again, we want to serve a wide range of people in need. And we're taking another step forward and doing that today with this program.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.